This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine said on Tuesday its biggest cross-border assault of the war to date had taken control of 74 settlements in Russia's region of Kursk and was still advancing, making gains of 1 to 3 kilometers in the last 24 hours. Ukraine blindsided Moscow by pouring thousands of troops into the western Russian region of Kursk last week in a surprise operation that has given Ukraine its biggest battlefield gain since 2022 after months on the back foot. Israelis continued to be on edge on Tuesday, waiting for expected retaliation almost 2 weeks after the assassinations of two senior militant leaders, allegedly by Israel. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Both Hamas and Hezbollah have promised a response to the recent assassinations. Israeli security officials say Hezbollah has more than 150,000 rockets that can reach most of Israel. In April, Iran attacked Israel directly for the first time with hundreds of rockets, most of which were shot down by Israel, the United States, or Jordan. Israeli analysts are expecting a bigger, wider attack this time. The situation is further complicated by a new round of indirect negotiations between Israel and Hamas for a ceasefire and release of hostages seized by Hamas in the October attack. The U.S. has been warning Iran that retaliation against Israel could derail those negotiations. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado said on Tuesday she is working to make President Nicolas Maduro accept a negotiated government transition after the disputed July 28th presidential election, in which Venezuela's National Electoral Council declared Maduro the winner. This is VOA News. The presidents of Angola and Democratic Republic of Congo met in Kinshasa on Monday to discuss an ongoing ceasefire in Congo's east, where the government has been battling rebels allegedly backed by Rwanda. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Angola's president, João Lourenço, was in Democratic Republic of Congo on Monday. He met with Congo's president, Felix Tshisekedi, to discuss an ongoing ceasefire in the country's east and efforts to maintain peace in the region. The ceasefire began on August 4th, following talks between Congo and Rwanda, mediated by Angola. Congolese Foreign Minister Therese Kayikwamba-Wagner said the two leaders had discussed strategies to strengthen the ceasefire and address ongoing security challenges. The ceasefire aimed to halt hostilities between Congolese government troops and the M23 rebel group, but sporadic clashes have continued. Congo, the United Nations, the United States, and other Western governments have accused Rwanda of backing M23.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. A Ugandan court on Tuesday found a commander in the rebel Lord's Resistance Army, Thomas Koleo, guilty of dozens of war crimes, the first time a senior member of the group has been tried by Uganda's judiciary. Founded in the late 1980s with the aim of overthrowing the government, the LRA terrorized Ugandans under the leadership of Joseph Kony for nearly 20 years as it battled the military from bases in northern Uganda. Nigeria has launched the country's first national elephant action plan. Authorities say it's designed to protect the small and rapidly declining population of elephants in the country. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
Authorities say the plan aims to save the remaining elephants by reducing illegal killings and trade, maintaining elephant habitats, creating public awareness, and promoting community-led vigilance. Over the last decade, Nigeria has emerged as a key source, transit, and destination country for illegal wildlife trade. As a result, Nigeria's elephant population, about 300 to 400 animals, is a fourth of the population size 3 decades ago. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Forensics experts at Sao Paulo's morgue had by Tuesday identified the bodies of 35 of the 62 people who were killed in a plane crash in a residential area last week, killing all aboard, authorities said. The causes that led the French-built turboprop plane operated to plunge in a flat spin to the ground have yet to be established. Investigators are still working to determine the cause of the accident. I'm Joe Ramsey.